Shabbos, Perek Tes Ayin, Mishnah Beis. Matilin Mazon Shalosh Su'udos, Aroy La'odom La'odom, Aroy La'behem La'behem. Person is allowed to save food for three Su'udos of Shabbos, and the food that's, whether it's food that's fitting for humans to eat or animal food. Now, one's allowed to carry in general on Shabbos if the Chatzar has an Erev on it. So what's the Mishnah telling us? So Chazal understood that if Chas V'Shalom there was a fire, a person would be so out of sorts from the fire that he may put out the fire in all of the pandemonium. Even though in general, you're allowed to move things from one Rishus to another Shutz if there's an Erev. So what Chazal did is they set specific halachas and structure and limits and guidelines so a person would know exactly what to do and there'd be less of a chance that he would put out the fire. And I just want to bring up, putting out the fire in this would be a melacha shein etzricha legufa. It would be, according to most poskim, hold like Reb Shimon, it would only be in Issa derabanan. And you even see from the previous Mishnah that a melacha shein etzricha legufa, even though it's midderabanan, according to most poskim, that hold like Reb Shimon, still you're very, very machmar, and it's so much so that it seems that even by a Sefer Torah, rather have the Sefer Torah, Sifrei Kodesh, burn on Shabbos than to be over melacha shein etzricha legufa. Because if you have a mavi she'enu mefulush, which is also the Rabbanan, still, you're not allowed to bring it there. Even though it's Melach HaShein Etzrich L'Gufa. And Yishalmi even holds that one's even allowed to put out the fire because it's Melach HaShein Etzrich L'Gufa. But I didn't see anybody bring down this Yishalmi in the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim, because it seems that we're more Machmir by Melach HaShein Etzrich L'Gufa. So the Mishnah continues. Keitzad. Nafla Deleka B'Lele Shabbos. The fire falls out on Friday night. Matzilin M'Zoin Shalosh Sudais. One is allowed to save food for three sudos. The Rav explains that the fire fell out before he ate that suda, Friday night. So therefore, he's allowed to save specifically only three sudos into a chatzar that he's normally allowed to carry anyway. Because of like we just said, b'shachas, if it falls out in the morning, after he ate the night meal, but before he ate the morning meal, matzilin mazun shtei sudos. He can only save two sudos, but mincha, the afternoon, so it's by shal shudos, mazun suda echos. He's only allowed to save enough food for one suda. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's the last suda of the day, you're always allowed to save the muzzin of three sudos, even if it's late in Shabbos. Because really, Mefarshim explained that Ikra Din, you're allowed to move anything there. It's just because of Gzeira, we're afraid that if a person, during this chaos, is going to put out a fire. So once you make some type of law, even if it is more than what you need for right now, but if you have set guidelines, that'll be enough. And it'll work for its intention of preventing people from putting out the fire. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.